1 year on from the Hamas attacks of last October 7th, the war, pain, anguish, and heartbreak continue on a daily basis. And the persistent memories of that day are no more acute than for those who survived both the attack and the subsequent kidnapping into Gaza. Sapir Cohen was on Kibbutz Neir Oz that day and held for nearly 2 months by Hamas. Nick Schifrin met with her recently, a woman transformed by appalling cruelty, but who is now finding her own voice.
On the morning of October the 7th, a tide of terror rolled into Kibbutz Neir Oz. They broadcast, kidnapped, and killed residents and entered this home where Sapir Cohen and her boyfriend Sasha Trufanov were hiding in a bedroom. Cohen accepted her fate.
I didn't send a message to my parents. I didn't want to say something with the meaning of goodbye. So I decided just to say my prayer. And I'm saying that again and again and again. And finally, I felt something deep inside of me. I felt peace.
As she was taken, she felt overwhelming terror and profound regret.
God, please. It can't be. It can't be. I never did something I never did something meaningful in my life. And that was my last wish. Just keep me alive and give me the chance to do something.
But first, she faced more terror. As she arrived in Gaza, a mob was waiting. That's her in blue.
I saw thousands of people in the street. Like, all the people came outside and they are all encouraged the terrorist, and they are all come to touch me and to beat me. And they beat me strong, so I need to put the hands on my head, and I'll say, God, please save me. I don't want to die here.
Like other hostages, she was held for some time above ground in multiple houses. And then as Israel intensified its campaign, Hamas moved her underground into its network of tunnels.
The smell, like garbage. In the tunnels, yes, arbe.
There was a lot of moisture and mold and a lot of lice and bedbugs. All day you're scratching your hands and your head. And also the mattress was full of mold. It was hard to sleep because of the stench.
One day in the tunnels, she met the October 7th mastermind and master of her fate, Yahya Sinwar.
He saw that I'm under 18 and he say, okay, so tomorrow you will release with her. And then the other hostages say, no, she's old, she's 30. And he said, okay, so you stay. Just when I came back, I saw this face on all the TV, and I'm saying, I know this ugly man.
Did you worry that they would hurt you?
Yes, of course.
Were you worried about being abused sexually?
Yes, I was worried, especially in the first place that I was. Because we were with two young terrorists that watch us, and in some days they came and put the heads on our mattress. And when the owner of this house, an old man, he came, they just go.
And that's when she found a strength she didn't know she had and created light for her fellow hostages when everything felt dark.
I saw something that I called it miracle. They like to go and to like to scare us, to say many things about Israel, that they took all the land and that nobody wants us. But when they saw that we are a very strong group and they came to say the same things, but it doesn't work anymore, they just sit in the side. And then I realized what it means to be united. Like, how much you can be strong when you are united. I just say to myself that my last wish was to do something with meaning, and God gave me the chance.
And so the formerly shy 30-year-old found her voice.
And we need to do everything, but everything, to bring them home now.
And now speaks to audiences of thousands with a message of unity.
The terrorists say, when all the Jewish are together like this, they are very, very strong.
She knows while Israel is united in grief, it's divided politically. And yet, when she speaks, all Israelis listen.
So when I came back, I asked myself the same question, like in Gaza. Why God sent me back? And I decided that I have to tell my story.
That even in darkness, there can be light. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin in Ramat Gan, Israel.